Stand by for captain's address.
Do you hear them? Do you hear them? This is your captain speaking. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome on board Indian naval ship Magar. We have set sail from Male at 1800 hours and cruising towards the Queen of the Arabian Sea, the beautiful city of Kochi. While we are still 36 hours from our destination, a warship, ladies and gentlemen, represents the sovereign territory of our country anywhere on the oceans of the world. And in that sense, you are already in India. Even the crew on board Indian naval ships actually come from every part of the country, thus representing a mini India. INS Magar is the very first large landing ship to be built in India. This 6,000 ton, 33 years old amphibious warship is proud to be a part of Operation Samudra Setu, bringing you all back home during these trying times when the whole world is affected by the ongoing COVID-19 global pandemic. Ladies and gentlemen, you are taking passage on board a ship with a rich legacy. INS Magar was at the forefront during the Indian peacekeeping operations in Sri Lanka in the late 1980s and the last Indian Army battalion to be repatriated from Sri Lanka in 1990 had sailed back on this ship. More recently, last year, INS Magar was involved in providing humanitarian assistance and disaster relief to the cyclone-stricken port of Beira on east coast of Africa in Mozambique. I would like to inform you that the spaces you are staying in are actually occupied by our army troops and their transport when they go into battle and can accommodate up to 15 main battle tanks and 400 troops. In addition, the upper decks above you can carry 10 military trucks and 4 special boats called the Landing Craft Assault, which are used to launch troops into battle ashore. The helicopter deck at the stern or the back part of the ship can carry 2 commando helicopters. As you would have seen, the ship is also equipped with guns and rocket launchers. My crew will take every effort to ensure your comfort and safety and make your voyage truly memorable. After all, it is not every day that our civilian countrymen get an opportunity to sail on the oceans, let alone on a warship. So, enjoy the time you spend on board whilst taking all safety precautions that you have been briefed about. The sick bay, as clinic on board is called, is fully equipped with medical facilities, and for this mission, we have also embarked lady officers and military nursing officers to cater for the women passengers. May I share the joyful news that of the 19 expectant mothers who took passage on board INS Jalashwa, Mrs. Sonia Jacob gave birth to a healthy baby boy within few hours of reaching Kochi on the International Mother's Day. Let me reassure you that we are fully capable of handling all such situations on board. We hope to arrive at Kochi in the evening of 12th May. Kochi, as you know, is also home to the training command of the Indian Navy and shares a symbiotic relationship with men and women in whites. The bonds of that relationship were further strengthened during the flood relief operations undertaken in 2018 when the state of Kerala was affected by unprecedented floods. Kochi also happens to be the home port of INS Magar. As we are homebound, the whole nation wishes us fair winds and following seas. May the God of the seas, Lord Varuna, be auspicious unto us. Shanno Varuna, Jai Hind.